Hi, this is Nate.
And this is Zach.
And you're listening to Olympics Now, the podcast where we give you a quick overview of every Olympic sport leading up to the Olympics, so you know what to watch for. We'll be covering these events periodically with how they appear on the calendar. Today's sport we'll be going over is boxing. Let's break it down. Boxing will take place the day after opening ceremonies on July 27th, with medal matches taking place between the 6th and 10th of August. These matches will be held at the Paris Nord Villepoint, a large convention center where the preliminary rounds will take place. The semifinals and gold medal matches will be held at the Roland Garros facility. This is a state-of-the-art facility which hosts the annual French Open tennis tournament. There will be a total of 13 medals available, with each event for boxing separated based on the weight class, with 7 distinct weight classes for men's and 6 for women's. There are 68 nations competing across all 13 events, with almost 250 athletes competing. So Zach, can you break down how these sports work?
Yeah, thanks Nate. Boxing is another sport where people have been doing it for thousands of years before any official rules were created. People have always been punching each other in the face. The modern version of the sport can trace its route to the Marquis of Queensberry rules that were created in 1867. These rules introduced things like gloves, banning of wrestling from the boxing ring, 3-minute rounds, and the 10-second count. Boxing made its debut in the modern Olympics in 1904 and has been contested at almost every summer game since. Women's boxing was first introduced to the Olympic program in London and has since grown. In the past, there have only been a handful of women's events, but now we are almost close to parity in terms of number of medal matches. Only amateur athletes are allowed to compete in these Olympic matches. As such, the Olympics are often the starting ground for many to-be professional boxers. The essence of boxing is simple. Try to land a punch in the opponent's head or torso using the knuckle area of the fist while dodging the opponent's hits. A boxer scores points from every successful hit they land. A boxing match is comprised of 3 rounds of 3 minutes. Each round is separated by 1-minute break. Boxers can win a match by any of the following methods. First, the boxer knocks the other boxer out, a knockout, a KO, and they stay down for a count of 10. That boxer immediately wins. If no knockout occurs, then every round the judges will declare a winner based on the total amount of hits that the boxer has gotten. Judges will declare a winner based on points. Winners will get 10 points of each round, losers anywhere between 7 and 9 points. At the end of the 3 rounds, the judges will declare a winner. Finally, the third way is to end the contest through a stop contest. This is where the referee or ringside doctor declares a boxer is unfit to continue.
All right. Thanks for that background, Zach. Now, what does the format for each of these events look like for the 2024 Olympics?
As you mentioned, there are 13 medals up for contest. Men start at flyweight or 51 kilograms or 112 pounds, up to super heavyweight of 202 pounds plus or 90 kilograms plus. Women start at flyweight at 51 kilograms and go up to middleweight at 75 kilograms and up or 165 pounds and up. In between those weights are different weight classes as well. The lightest and heaviest weight classes have around 16 competitors. The middleweight classes have between 18 and 22 competitors. The format for the Olympic Games is a single elimination knockout format. Seeding is generated the day before the competition starts. The number 1 seed will play 16, 2 will play 15, and so on. Competitors that make it to the final round will play in a gold medal match.
All right. Thanks for that understanding, Zach. Now, who are some big players for the sport that we can expect to see this year?
So it always varies based on the weight category, based on who's strong at the time. But there are a few trends that I want to point out. The U.S. has the most amount of golds in boxing at 50, but none of them have been very recent. After that, Cuba is the second most successful country with 41 gold medals, most of them coming in the last 30 years. After that, former Soviet countries do particularly well, especially Uzbekistan and Kazakhstan. And in 2016,
Cuba and Uzbekistan each won 3 golds. In 2020, Cuba won 4. If we look at this year's competition, we can expect Cuba and Uzbekistan athletes to be favorites, overall. The other thing that I want to look out for is the amount of athletes from each country that have qualified for boxing. While most countries maybe have 2 to 4 athletes competing, larger countries may have around 8. There are a small selection of countries that have 10 or more athletes qualified. These are Australia, Brazil, Ireland, Kazakhstan, Uzbekistan. I would expect these countries to pick up at least 1 or more medals.
All right. Great. We'll be sure to look out for those countries come to the games. Now, what do you think of this sport, and do you plan on watching it this year?
Yeah, I've never been a huge boxing fan. However, now that I know the rules a little bit more, I may be a little bit more inclined to watch. I think the heavier weight classes will be pretty interesting to watch. They're on during the afternoons between 2 to 4 Eastern, so those might be nice just to throw on and check them out. I'll definitely check out the final medal count to see if Uzbekistan will do well and see if there are really any other storylines to look out for. What about you?
Yeah, I mean, for me, boxing, it's not really my cup of tea. I'm not a big fan of those kind of fight, boxing, UFC, those sort of sports. That being said, I'm right there with you. I might catch an earlier match in the competitions just to see, taste test it again, see if this is something I might be more interested in. I will say I do have a friend who is big into UFC, boxing, these sorts of things, and he's always explained to me the strategic side of these sports, and that's something I might go into these games looking for, and that might change how I feel about it. But in general, not something I'm super pumped for and likely won't watch the entirety of the event. That being said, who are you predicting to bring home the gold for these events?
Yeah, so I'm predicting at least 3 golds for Uzbekistan, 2 for Cuba, 2 for Ireland, and then 1 for Australia, Brazil, Great Britain. The rest are kind of up for grabs. What about you?
Yeah, I think I'd flip that around a little bit where I think Cuba is likely to bring home the most, likely 3 as a general number, with Uzbekistan and Ireland likely also taking 2. I would say I'm right there as well with Australia and Brazil definitely getting 1, as well as Great Britain. One that I do predict will likely pick up 1 is the U.S., just because I think that even though they haven't been consistent, they're bringing a lot of athletes, and more athletes, more chances they are to win a gold. But beyond that, it is super toss-up. Not really sure who might be able to secure the last few medals. All right, well, thanks, Zach. That is all the time we have for today. We'll be here tomorrow for more sports on Olympics Now.